산제 그때는 이제 산재송도 주변한테도 그냥 봐 자비 as the gentleman mentioned the brief motivation that Papanga Tejinimbo used to mention. So before what is called death, before it comes, say. I think they mentioned, to be liberated from samsara. I think, however, just to extend one more. So, to not be reborn, make sure to not be reborn, to accomplish this, to not be reborn the lower realm and to get a higher birth, the good birth, but the happy transmigrated being, which gives the opportunity to practice Dharma, especially for that purpose. To not experience suffering to the lower realm. But the main thing here, so that in the lower realm, no opportunity to practice Dharma, so therefore, higher birth, the future higher birth, there's opportunity to practice Dharma. So the higher birth, which has the opportunity to practice Dharma. So, this place is perfect, especially perfect to human body. Precious human body qualified for 8 freedom tendencies. As Lama Tsongkhapa emphasized in the hymns of the experience of the path to enlightenment, the 8 rapid aspect, the human body, which is the quality. Namingi yuandengye. So, eight ripening quality, human body, which is eight ripening quality, so that if you have that, then it's a very, very high success. You can have very high success in attaining realization. Such a temple. Can have great success in attaining realization, able to achieve bodhicitta, able to realize right view bodhicitta, and able to achieve generous stage, completion stage, like that, that you can have quick progress, that great success in the attaining path. And then not just that, then must be, must achieve liberation, that which is free forever from the sufferings, from all the sufferings of samsara, and even that alone is not sufficient. Even one achieve that, must achieve full enlightenment for sentient beings. The reasons, takshan jawa machena, zosange, mingyur, koana yang dewame, jikten paro pasho, tzidi tonyang dumigyur. If one does not exchange ones for others, the enlightenment cannot be achieved. And there is no happiness even in the samsara. So while one is samsara, there's no happiness, there's no success for happiness. So it becomes an obstacle. If one only cherish oneself, then it becomes an obstacle even for that. Cannot achieve even happiness. Not only happiness in future lives, not only some sort of happiness in the future lives, group and so forth, but even the happiness in this life cannot be achieved. So Vānāyam te āmē, so even samsāra, there's no happiness. Chiti tāyam tu mēti even. So, even the happiness of this life, even the works for this life cannot be achieved. So therefore, one must cherish others. Instead cherishing I, renounce others. Cherish I, let go. Cherish just it. What to say? I got confused, you know. Trying to say something but confused. So instead of cherishing I, so like myself, we now say cherishing I, renounce others. So we change that, you know. Cherish others, let go I. So if you don't let go I, you can't cherish others. You see. Obstacles to benefit others, to work for others. So that. Jitin dewa chinyeba tegun shinte tolesho. Jitin dungan chinyeba tegun rangte tolesho. Mangdo shita chishigwe chiba rangke tuanjaya. Tuan shinge tuanjaya. Nihin jeba tu. How much happiness there is in the world, in the existence, how much happiness is all comes from cherishing others. How much suffering that there is in the world then comes from cherishing I. How much happiness there is in the world all comes from wishing happiness to others. How much suffering that there is in the world comes from by wishing happiness for oneself. There's no need to say, you know, many words, So it doesn't need to talk a lot. Just look at these differences between, you see, the child does work for self, the mighty one, Buddha, does work for others. So we are, why we have been suffering, say, up to now, even though the continuation of our mind has no beginning, you see, the reincarnation has no beginning, but why still we are suffering? Why did we not achieve, you see, even the liberation from samsara for oneself, besides enlightenment for others, you know? Why we didn't achieve that, and still suffering? That is because only life lived only wishing happiness for oneself. So because of that, cherishing I, you see. So that is a childish mind, nonsense. Nonsense mind, that self-cherishing thought is nonsense. It is not valid mind, it is not logic that proved. There is no logic that I am more important than others. There is no logic. So it's just a dictator, that dictator mind, you see, dictator. There's no logic that to prove that I am more important than others. You know, my happiness is more important than others' happiness. So that it's just simply dictator, you see. Unreasonable dictator. So nonsense, childish mind. So childish mind, so just, you see, the child, so that's what they receive. Normally we say somebody does nonsense, you know, talk or nonsense, act, behavior, you see. Or you acting like a child. Acting like a child, don't be childish. So we said that, you see. So similar here, so living life with a selfish mind, cherishing I, then the childish mind, that has the nonsense, you see. So which means nonsense. So life living with a selfish mind, so it's a nonsense. Because it only harms, it doesn't benefit, you see, to you and others. So therefore, it only brings problems. So silly, so childish or silly, so there is that label child, see. Then the Shakyamuni Buddha, liberated from all the, not only from suffering, but all the defilements, and the even the subtle negative imprint, and free from danger of samsara and free from the Lord Nirvana, the two extremes. And however, then able to do perfect work to the sentient beings, even every second, able to enlighten numberless sentient beings, liberate them from the oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them to enlightenment. So this is why the Buddha has skies of qualities, limitless skies of qualities, Buddha's holy body, holy spiritual mind. So this is a result. This all came from bodhicitta, result of bodhicitta, practice of bodhicitta, change the attitude, from cherishing I into cherishing others, change the attitude. So it's a production of that, result of that. That Shakyamuni, Gautama has become Buddha. In every second, able to enlighten numberless sentient beings, have limitless kinds of qualities, So look at this difference between me, look at me, how I mean now. Even Buddha was before not truly existent Buddha, not independent Buddha. Buddha was in samsara. Buddha's called the previous life, before actualizing. Before becoming enlightened, the Bodhisattva. So the five Bodhisattva, the ordinary Bodhisattva, the ordinary being. So just like oneself, just like complete oneself, having all the delusions, having all the problems, suffering samsara, it's the same. But Buddha, because changed mind, changed mind, from cherishing I, then cherish others. Change, renounce others, letting go I. So from this bodhicitta, all these skies of infinite qualities, becoming enlightened and having these infinite qualities, this holy body, holy speech, holy mind has. So therefore, the other, the cherishing I is loss. Not just loss, but greatest loss. And the cherishing others has greatest benefit, greatest victory, greatest winner, And all one's own past, present, future, numberless past happiness, present, future happiness, liberation from samsara, full enlightenment. All this past, present, future happiness, all one receive by kindness of every helpings, hungry ghost, every helpings, every hungry ghost, every helpings, every hungry ghost, every animals, every human beings, every sura beings, every asura beings, every sura beings, every asura beings, every intermediate beings. We can include also the arhatas who are beyond from samsara. Also the higher bodhisattvas, those higher bodhisattvas who are free from samsara. All those sentient beings. So they are the most precious, most kind one, right? So I must free them from all the suffering causes and bring them in full enlightenment by myself alone. Therefore, I must achieve full enlightenment. And even that, then by practicing Mahayana, the Paramedina path, it takes long time to achieve enlightenment. One has to collect merits for three countless great years. So then sentient beings have to suffer for so long time. Unbelievable. So I can't stand that they're suffering. Even my most precious, most kind sentient beings, my mother sentient beings, can't stand that they're suffering even a minute, second to samsara, it's like suffering for eons. I can't stand. Therefore, then I need to enlighten them. It's quickest possible. Therefore, then I need to achieve enlightenment quickest. Then for that, I need to exercise the path. especially mind of drive to the parts, so that, you know. So therefore, I'm going to take all transmission of the air, I am the Shiva Sankhiti, okay? That. And then each word that I listen, each word that I'm going to listen, may the cause to actualize the whole path to enlightenment with my heart, Mundundun, and each word that I listen, may it be most beneficial to all the sentient beings. And when they hear each word from me, may it cause to actualize the whole path of enlightenment in their hearts. Also dedicated like that. So, just a drop, just very brief. So, to be able to, so now we see the reason why we have to say responsible to liberate the sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them in full enlightenment. So to be able to do this perfect works for sentient beings, then we need to achieve the state of unification, that which is inseparability of the holy body, the vast holy body, that adorned with holy, the supreme aspect, the adorned with holy signs, exemplifications, and then the Dharmakaya, the transcendental wisdom directly seeing that which is natural bliss, directly seeing the emptiness. So need to achieve the state of unification. So this is the main topic, main objective to accomplish of this I am the Shri Sankhiti, you see, the main topic to accomplish. This is a principle, this objective, you see, the subject, and explain that way. So it's all in one test, that all the Anuttariya Tantra. So therefore, all the listening, the reflecting, whatever one does, the everything, listening, reflecting, the meditation, to Anuttariya Tantra, whatever one does, it should become means to actualize this unification. So everything should be benefiting for that. So all the path of the twist, generation stage, generation stage, completion stage, all the eating those. So all these paths, all the path of the two stages, all should be means, only means to achieve this, the state of unification. So the subject of the highest tantra, the subject of the Anuttariya Tantra, Mahāṇḍra Tantra, she said before. Mahāṇḍra Tantra. Let me give you. The subject of the Mahāṇḍra Tantra, subject of all the Mahāṇḍra Tantra, the principle of the subject of the Mahāṇḍra Tantra, the basis to purify, the path, that is the extremely subtle mind and the primordial body, these two things. The principle that is what is to be purified by all the paths. When these two principles, that which is to be purified, then the aggregates, without freedom themselves, absorb. Then the clear light of the base, the extremely subtle mind, that gets actualized. So when this happens, then that is called what is called death, labeled death. So like a fish rising from the water, in that manner, then the intermediate stages, from that extremely subtle wind mind, that one in essence, labeled, wind mind by the function. So from that then, become to say, actualized, then the intimate statement's body takes that form. So that is called intimate stage, the labeled intimate stage. Then that one, when it takes birth, that one when it takes birth, then wave is going to reincarnate. You see that when that has taken birth, then it's called the labeled birth. So these three are purified by the in the view of the mind through this visualization. You see by the graduate path of the generation, part of the graduate generation stage. You see, just with the visualization is purified. You see, then in the view of the mind. By transforming that into three kayas, then it ripens one's mind, makes one's mind to be ripened. Then what that which actually purifies is by the completion path, gradual completion path. During the generation stage is by visualizing the spirit, but actually which ceases, purifies, is the gradual completion path. So by developing that, then you achieve the graduate generation path, then by developing the two, say, becomes the principal cause of the Dharmakaya, Rupakaya, Nyalin. Then in that way, then you are able to extract the three kayas. So due to that point, purpose, different from the Lower Tantra, the yoga of the Lower Tantra. So you generate into what is base to be purified, you see. You generate according to the rebirth, the death, intimacy according to the base, what is to be purified. So you turn into that, you see. Then according to the aspect of the result, the Dharmakaya, Rupakaya. So similar to that, you see. So, as a whole, by holding the one pride, you see, the result time, you see, three kinds on that, you see. So from this moment, from present time, you generate, train the mind that way. And that way, then you use the base time, the ordinary death, rebirth, death in the mistakes, in the path to actually achieve the three kinds. So in order to explain what is to purify it and the path and the result, so it has two aspects. So explain this, you know, unhidden way, unclear, and not making clear, so unhidden way, explaining, and explain this clear, unhidden way. So the explain this hidden way, the Guhya Samaja, Hevaja, Charasambara, so this Tantra. So each of the individual subject, the heart, definitely meaning the four initiations. Then, the fourth initiation, the path of the fourth initiation, fourth initiation. So they explained the fourth initiation like that, but not making clear, by just saying like that. So in that way presented, so there's a hidden tantra. Then the second one, unhidden one, there's the extremely clear way of explaining, that's the Kala Chakra. The commentary of the Bodhisattva, this explaining according to Kala Chakra. So that's the extremely clear way of explaining. So here, this is Ayamudu Shri Sangiti, so that it's a, you know, that very rich tantra contains those other, Anudraya Tantra, Ma Anudraya Tantra, then the especially clear Kala Chakra, red, also presented, you know, can be presented also on Kala Chakra. So where the Ayamudu Shri Sangiti teaching is taught by, who taught is by Buddha, the founder, King of the Shakya, So in Buddhagaya, show enlightenment, revealed the Paramedhyana path. Then the on the Mount Rajagiri, the professional wisdom teachings turned the Dharma world, the present Dharma, the teachings of the wisdom profession. Then in South India, where recently I think, because the one will be not the same place I think where the council was given recently, I think, not that one. Near the maybe not that place, but near to maybe that, where there is a great stupa of Panditipung, great stupa of Panditipung. Down below that stupa, Buddha manifested into mandala, Ching Sungi Wangzhu mandala of that. Then above this great mandala, transformed into great mandala, the glorified, maybe it's some relation class, I'm not sure. Pandin Yukarji, Jingbo Chimbo, the great mandala of this manifested by Buddha himself. Then seated on the Vajra, seated on the lion throne, Vajra lion throne, in the great mandala of Dojiing Jingbo, the great mandala of Dojiing. Where is the abiding of the great bliss. So, the perfect founder, Shakyamuni Buddha, in manifesting those mandalas, then, to the perfect surrounding people, surrounding disciple, who has fortune to listen to this tantra, then talks about springtime, the middle one, the Napanya, in the astrological terms. Then, granted the world and beyond from world, initiation of the world has and then under the world and then beyond from world. Then get the perfect Dharma, the Ayamadashi Sankiti teaching. And so all the Mahamantra Tantra teachings taught near the Mount the Hojabadi, Nagarjuna's the old place, you know, so near to that. So there's a great stupa, Panditipung. Then Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, so the Sakya Sangha. Then those who wish to listen various tantra, they might request manifesting those deities, mandalas. Then the mandala of the belt, Ching Sungi Wangzhu, then the Yugadi Jingur. So the deities and mandalas of those deities. The first day initiated to the deities, to the devas. And they revealed all the tantra elaborate way and the condensed way. To that. So this is a very extensive tantra subject. It contains. I am the Shisangati. So, I requested last time at the airport to give commentary of this. So, Rinpoche was very happy to give commentary of the I am the Shisangati. So, I think this is Rinpoche's kind of a great enjoyment or expertise, I think. So, here, one who has received complete commentary, extensive commentary, is a public tool. He received from Gita Sanchi Rinpoche for, I think, they are teaching for many days.